Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. Did you know that God jealously guards His church, and He does it with severity? So don't mess with the church. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 says, "If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him." This is a warning to the teachers and leaders of the church in Corinth who were doing harm to the church. It's a warning to us today. God had created and placed the church in Corinth as a righteous and holy alternative to the city of Corinth and her false worship and immorality. But the teachers and leaders were trying to seduce and destroy the Corinthian church. They were taking pickaxes to the foundation of the church. They were building walls with cardboard boxes and rotting wood and trying to sell them to the church with lifetime guarantees. They were essentially telling the Holy Spirit to take a back seat, attempting to banish Him from His own house, trying to destroy the only alternative to the city that God had ordained. But perhaps they had forgotten about Aaron's sons back in the Old Testament who chose their own path in offering worship to God, only to be struck dead by God. Or maybe they forgot about Ananias and Sapphira who chose their own path of deceit within the church, only to be struck dead by God. And Paul will later say in this very letter that the reason why you guys have had so many funerals is because of wrong attitudes and approaches to the Lord's table. Do Paul's words seem to be overkill? Do they seem to be too severe? Well, if they seem that way, then we are not thinking biblically and truthfully about God's church and the preciousness of it. There's not a simple, impersonal alarm system that robotically chimes intruder when someone attempts to defame and destroy God's church. There is a snarling, salivating guard dog ready to attack the intruder. As you pray today, please remember Angel De Jesus and his family are changemaker missionaries in Puerto Rico. And also remember the Kazigua LifeWord broadcast heard throughout Tanzania, Niger, and Congo.